Okay, from the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, Gemara. Snan Hashem. The, we have a Mishnah in Shavuos. The Mishnah says, Shavuos Shtayim Shehin Arba. The Shavuos that you can be chayav a carbon olive yored for. We'll get to Rashi. Rashi explains it well. So there are two of them that are really four. Idios Hatuma Shtayim Shehin Arba. Same thing when it comes to being tameh and going into the Beis HaMikdash or eating kodshim, which are also chayiv a carbon olive yored. Carbon olive yored is a carbon that depends on if you're rich or poor, what kind of carbon you bring. So it's called olive yored. It goes up if you're rich, it goes down if you're poor. That's a special kind of asham that that you bring if you're, what's it called, if you're tameh, and under certain circumstances, and you either go into the Beis HaMikdash or you eat kodshim. And Rashi explains all of these, so we'll wait for Rashi. Maros Migoyim Shnaim Shein Arba. There are two major Negoyim that a person has. He becomes Tamei as a Metzora. And there also are four. Yitzias HaShavas Shnaim Shein Arba. And also Yitzias HaShavas are two, which are four. So the Gemara's question is, Maishna Hocha the Tani Bei Shehim Dalit, Bifnim Ubei Shehim Darba Vachos, Maishna Hocha the Tani Shtaim Shein Arba Vesulo. Why over there in Shavuos does the Mishnah only say that Yitzias HaShabbos are two which are four? And in our Mishnah, it says two which are four inside and two which are four outside. Why here does it elaborate more than it elaborates there? Why there is it just two that are four, and here two that are four inside, two that are four outside? That's the Gemara's kasha. The rest of the Rashi is, and see what all this is all about. Snan Hasam Maseches Shavuos. This is a Mishnah in Shavuos. Shavuos Shtayim. Shavuos Shel Biti Lahora Olaheiti. Shtayim Hei. Torah says that what's it called? A person or Asher Nishba Lahora Olaheiti. One of the things you bring, a carbon olive yored, in fact, is a chumash. Torah says, the nefesh kisechta, the shoma kol olav, hu eid, o ra, o yada, im lo yagi benos abono. The Torah, what's it called, lists various sins you can do that you'll be chayiv this carbon. First one is, you knew testimony, and you didn't, and you swore that you didn't know, and then you, what's it called, it comes out that you didn't know testimony. O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tamei, o b'nivlus chayetz tmeya, o b'nivlus behema tmeya, o b'nivlus sheretz tamei, v'ne'elam imenu v'hu tamei v'ashe. Or a person was a tamei, and the Chazal explained, it's not, he wasn't tamei, that's not, there's no isser in being tamei. He was tamei, and he forgot about it, and Rashi explained exactly how the forgetting was, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate kodesh. It's another sin. Being tamei and going into the Beis HaMikdash or eating karbanos is another sin that you could possibly bechayiv the korban that's going to be listed at the end. This is the one we're talking about now. Or a person made a shvua, lahara or lahetiv, to do bad or to do good. When you forgot about the shvua, then a person did any one of these things. Bring an asham, nekeva min hatzon, kisbo, seiras izim lechatos, the chibur alav hakoyim mechatoso. He brings a korban asham, right? Either a kisba, a lamb, a female lamb, or a seiras izim, or a goat. What if he can't afford to bring a lamb? If he can't afford, what's it called, an animal, then he should bring two doves or two what's it called, torim, or two bnei yona, and that he brings as the korban. And then the Torah says, Vim lo sasig yodol shtei sorim. What if he can't afford the birds? Then the heaviest carbon of Ashurchata, Asiris, or Eifa Solis, Lechatzis, brings a meal offering. So that's called carbon olive yored. Right? It goes up or down according to the means that a person has. He could bring, preferably if he's rich, he brings an animal sacrifice. If he's medium poor, he brings a bird sacrifice. If he's really poor, he brings a meal sacrifice. Okay. Those are the things, two of them we're going to discuss here. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Shvua Shtayim, Shvua Shel Bitui Lahora Ulehetiv. The Torah says, if you'll make a Shvua, Lahora Ulehetiv, Shtayim Heim, Lishchayiv Aleim Korban Oleviori. There's two main ones that the Torah delineates, that if you make those two Shvuas and you transgress them, then you're Chayiv this Korban of Oleviori, the Omer of a Parsha, the Nafki Milahora Ulehetiv, the Mash Milahaba, Ochel Velo Ochel. Right, lahara ulahetiv means the following: that it doesn't mean for good or for bad. It means you made a shvua of something you're going to do or something you're not going to do. Okay, so what you're going to do, that's called what's it called lahetiv. This is what I'm going to do, or I'm not going to do. That's called lahara. Right? It doesn't have nothing to do with good and bad per se. It has to do with positive things or negative things. That's the lahara and lahetiv over here means positive. There's a positive shvua. I'm going to eat this thing, or I'm not going to eat this thing. That's called a negative shvua. Shehein arba yesh lechol haravos od shtayim miribui hakasuv lechol asher yivateho adam. The Torah says an extra lash, an extra phrase, lechol asher yivateho adam. Not only lahara lahetiv, but lechol asher yivateho. Right? Laravos l'sha'avar. Ochalti v'lo ochal, lo ochalti v'ochal. So we have shtayim. The shtayim that are in the Torah is, you made a shvua that you're going to eat this thing, and you didn't eat it. You made a shvua you're not going to eat that thing, and you did eat it. Right? Those two cases, you're chayiv a korban ol v'yorid. But since the Torah said an extra phrase, l'chol asher yivate, then it's not only for the future, l'hora ol dehetiv, I'm going to eat this one, not, but there's another two shvuas that you're chayiv also. You made a shvua, I didn't eat this thing. And it's a lie. Or I made a shvua, I didn't eat this thing and you did, or I did eat this thing and you didn't. Two past things. So it's shtayim shein arba. There's four kinds of shuas, two main ones that are specifically mentioned in the Torah. Lahara lohetiv, I'm going to eat, and you didn't even end up eating it. I'm not going to eat, and you ended up eating. That's for the future. And the ones that are intimated, past ones, is l'chol ha-shivate b'sfasayim, that is, I made a shvua that I didn't eat this thing, and you did eat it, and or I ate it, and you didn't eat it. Okay. So those are the shvuos. Yedios ha-tumah. Then there's another thing, another kind of carbon, the same parsha, is yedios ha-tumah. Hu amuris b'carbon olaviyori. Same thing, same carbon. O nefesh kisiga. The Torah, we just read it. A person touches something and makes himself tamei. From Rivasech Shvua, she'ein hakasim adaber ela betumas mikdash v'kadasha. Shala acher shenitma achal kodesh or nichnas l'mikdash. It's not talking where the sin was that you became tamei. There is no sin in becoming tamei. But if you became tamei and then you went into the Beis Hamikdash tamei, or you became tamei and you ate korbanos tamei, that's a sin, and that's what you bring the korban for. And the Gemara learns out over there that you have to have known that you were tamei, okay, and then you forgot it, and then while you forgot that you were tamei, right, we'll see there's another possibility too, but let's take this one possibility, you became tamei to something, and you forgot that you were tamei, and while you forgot, you went into the Beis Hamikdash. Or you ate something Kodesh. And then you remembered that you were Tamei, and that you had eaten Kodesh, or gone into the Beis HaMikdash. So you had a Yediya in the beginning. You knew you were Tamei to begin with. You knew you were Tamei in the end. In the middle, you forgot. And that's when you did the Aveira. That's when you bring this carbon. Okay? She'enu mischayiv ele b'yediya t'chila, v'yediya baso, v'helem b'nasayim. You have to know to begin with. In the end, you have to know. And in between, you forgot. Kigon, shiyada shenitma, you knew that you became tamei. V'nela mimenu tuma, and then you forgot about it. V'ochal kodesh, and you ate a korban while you were tamei, when you forgot that you were tamei. V'misho'ochal yada sha'ochlo betuma. And after you finished eating it, then you realize, oh, I was tamei. then what's it called? You're chayiv to bring a korban only the yorid. So shtayim heim. So there's two cases that are the specific cases in the Torah that mimashmol sakasa, that the Torah itself intimates, where two different possibilities how that happened. The ne'elam imenu v'hu tamei. Torah says he forgot and he's tamei, and that means that now he realizes he's tamei. Mashma she'ne'elam imenu tuma aval zohar hu she'ochel kodesh v'shezeh mikdash. Harishtayim, helam tuma legabe kodesh, the helam tuma legabe mikdash. The Torah says in such a way that what you forgot is that you were tamei, not that you forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash or that this is a korban. Right? What the Torah says explicitly is you became tamei, you knew you were tamei, then you forgot you were tamei, and you forgot you were tamei and you went to the Beis HaMikdash. One possibility. And then you remembered. You forgot you were tamei and you ate a korban, and then you remembered. Two possibilities. Those are the shtayim, right? Where you forgot you were tamei in both cases, but you could forget you were tamei and eat a korban, or you could forget you were tamei and go into the Beis HaMikdash. So those are the two cases the Torah explicitly speaks about that you're chayiv this korban. Shehein arba. What are the other two that what's it called that you could learn? Yesh l'cha rabas ot shtayim miribui v'ne'elam beis pan. Since it says v'ne'elam twice, so I learned there's two things you could forget. You could forget that you were tamei, that's the one that's explicitly mentioned. But you also could forget that this is the Beis HaMikdash. Or you could forget this is a korban. You knew you were tamei, you became tamei, you knew you were tamei. But you forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Thought it was your friend's apartment that you were going into, and it turned out to be the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Or you forgot that this was a korban. Right? You thought it was your steaks that you put away for whatever, and it turned out to be a korban. So therefore, what the rabbi says, "Hazocher l'tuma, aval ne'elam imenu kodesh." You remembered you were tamei, but you forgot that this is a korban. Kesover shechulin hay, o ne'elam imenu mikdash. You forgot this is the Beis HaMikdash. You thought it was some other building. So in that case, also, you would have to bring a korban ola v'yorid. You knew the Beis HaMikdash to begin with, then you forgot what it was. You knew this was a korban to begin with, and then you forgot it. And then you remember it again in the end. Same thing. You had a yediya b'tchila, yediya basov, and a helam bein asayim, and you bring a korban ola v'yori for that too. So those are the shnayim shein arba by yediya satuma. The reason it's called yediya satuma is because you have to have a yediya before and a yediya after, and only forget in between. Okay. Unlike a korban chatos, where you didn't have to have a yediya to begin with. Could be you forgot that it was Shabbos, and you did a malacha, and that's it. Could be you never knew. It's in the beginning. But for this korban ola v'yorid, you had to have known to begin with, known in the end, and forgotten in the middle. Okay. Maros negoyim. Next case. There are different kinds of negoyim that you can have to become a metzora. There are two which are four. Litame bohem shnaim shehein. The two main ones the Torah mentions are se'es and baheris. Person will have a nega that's a se'es. Se'es means it's a little raised portion of the skin that's white, right? And the white looks like it's raised above the rest of the skin. Ubaheres, baheres also means very bright. Raised and bright are two kinuyim for something extremely white skin. Okay. Shehenar, but those are the two the Torah says openly. Se'es and baheres. But there's another two that you can infer from the Torah. Mi ribui sapachas. Right? It says se'es o baheres o sapachas. Sapachas is not a third kind of mare. Sapachas means or something inferior to them. Something nispach means something, an attachment. That's what it means, an attachment. Little paperclip attachment. Right? That's what the word sapachas means. Something attached but inferior to the first two. That's okay. So that's sapachas. In fact, some people say the word mishpacha comes from the word sapachas. It's an attachment. People are attached to each other in a mishpacha. The shin and the samach interchange. So it's like mispachas, mishpacha. That's what it is. Shehu mashma tfeila, something inferior. Kamo sapcheni no. El achas, right? The pasuk in Shmuel, right? Attach me. Attach me means make me something inferior to something else. So mar betzvela lezu lezu. So the sapachas adds two more. an inferior attached mare to the se'es and an inferior attached mare to the sapachas, to the baheris.
Okay.
In fact, it doesn't say that order. It says se'es o sapachas o baheris. The sapachas is in the middle. So the sapachas goes on what's before and what's after. So you have a sapachas to the se'es and a sapachas to the baheris. That's the order the Torah says. Se'es o sapachas o baheris. It's not three separate maros. Two maros with a sapachas in the middle, meaning an attachment to what came before, an attachment to the one that comes after. So mar betfeila lezu lezu, tolda le'seis, the tolda le'baheris. There is a secondary mara to seis, that's also tame, and a secondary mara to baheris, that's also tame. V'shonu chachomim, and the chachomim explained what do these things look like. Baheris asa kishelek, baheris is bright as snow. New fallen snow, bright white. Okay? Shniela, and the tolda, the sapachas, the attachment to that, is kesid ha-hechal. It's like the plaster, the lime, that was used to plaster the walls of the hechal. Very bright white lime, but not as bright as white snow. New white snow is much brighter than this Sid HaHechal, which is one step lower. That's called the Sapachas, the Tolda of Baheris. Se'es, Kitzemer Lovan. Se'es is like white, what's it called, wool, okay? And Shniela, and the Tolda of that, the Sapachas of Se'es, is Kikrum Beya, is like the white, the white membrane of the egg. Okay, the white membrane of the egg. Mara loshen zacharhu mishumachi tani shnayim shein arba. Now Rashi tells you a little tiktuk, because till now we said shtayim shein arba, right? We had shvua shtayim shein arba, yedias hatuma shtayim shein arba, and by maras negoyim it says shnayim with a nun, not a tav. So Rashi says, don't be wondering why by the first two it says shtayim with a tav, and here it says shnayim. Because maros is lashon mare is lashon zachar, right? And therefore, by zachar you say shnayim, by nekeva you say what's it called shtayim. So therefore, here it's maros negoyim is zachar going back on the mare. It's not going on the negoyim. It's going on the maros on negoyim. That's what's it called lashon zachar. Therefore, it's a shnayim shein arba, not shtayim shein arba.
In these three cases, the extras are derisa.
They're all derisa. Yeah.
They're not
derisa. All derisa. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, so why in the Mishnah in Shavuos does it only list Shtayim Shein Arba by Shabbos? And by what's it called? And in our Mishnah, it says Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim and Shtayim Shein Arba Bachus. Gemara says, "Hacha de Iker Shabbos." So, since here the Mishnah is Iker talking about Shabbos, here the Sechta is Shabbos. So we're talking about the halachas of Shabbos. That's the main topic. That's Iker Shabbos. Here, Shabbos is the main topic. So Tani Avos, the Tani told us, "Hasim de Lav Iker Shabbos." So Avos Tani told us lo Tani. So the Gemara first wants to say, the answer is, that the Shtayim Shein Arba is the Avos Malachas that you can be over. Two that are four, and they're the Avos. And so there, it only mentioned the Avos, because it's not talking about Shabbos Be'ikr, that's not the main topic, just brings it down by the way. So it doesn't go into elaborate, it mentions that there's two Avos you could be over that are another two that are rabbinic, concerning those Avos Malacha, but it doesn't mention the Toldos that you could be over. Okay? Not the things that are mentioned specifically in Torah. We'll see in 1 second what they are. And Masha Enkein, over here, here's the main topic, is Shabbos. So it went into elaborate all the different possibilities, both the two Avos you could be over, min HaTorah, and the two Durabonans that come from it, and the two Toldos you could be over, which are also min HaTorah, and the two Durabonans that come from that. Now we'll see what they are. Tani Avos, the Toldos, Rashi. Yitzios, the Hachnosos. Okay, Yitzios means Hotsos, taking out of a Rishos, and Hachnos is putting into Rishos. Shaha Yitzios Avos. taking out of a rishus, that's an av. Didmi v'aviru kol b'machne lo mashne ela hotzos. Right? A person, when it said v'aviru kol b'machne, which we had on Omer Aleph, right? Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't bring any more, what's it called, your nedavas to the Mishkan. Okay? And it was Shabbos. Don't bring out from your Rishus HaYochid any more nedavas into the Rishus HaRabim to the Mishkan. Okay? So when the Torah said, don't bring out, that's telling me Hotzos. Don't take from the Rishus HaYochid and bring out to the Rishus HaRabim. That's specifically mentioned in the Torah. Therefore, that's an Av Malach. That's the main category of the Malach. Lo mashal hotzos elo misvora amrina michti mishus lishus kot bikra mali afuki mali yuli. But we learn from svora that there's absolutely no difference of taking out from rishus hayochid into rishus harabim or bringing in from rishus harabim to into rishus hayochid, because the whole idea is that you crossed boundaries, you changed domains. What difference does it make if you change it this way or that way? Right, basically the same malacha. What difference does it make if you took something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or you took it from Rishus HaRabim back into Rishus HaYochid? Right, no difference between them. So I learned the what's it called, the hachnosos from Svara. Those aren't mentioned specifically in the Torah. What the Torah mentions specifically is don't take out from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Okay, we learned that there's no reason to make a difference between taking out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or taking in from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. But since that's not mentioned specifically, that's called a tolda. It's only a tolda. What's the difference between an av and a tolda? What's it called? Mara discusses it later on in Klal Gadol. What's the difference between if something's an av melacha or it's a tolda melacha? There are a few different possible differences. But that's, one's called an av, one's called a tolda. They're both chayv min haTorah. Okay? They're Torah melachas. So, let's go on. So that's what it says. So it only said, it only referred to the people who take from Rishus HaYochid and bring it out to Rishus HaRabim. Those are the two, right? So it's two possibilities. One is the Ani puts his hand in and takes the bread out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or the Balabayas is standing in Rishus HaYochid and puts the bread out to the, what's it called, to the Ani, into Rishus HaRabim. Two kinds of cases where you're motzi from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. One for the Balabayas, one for the Ani. And then the Rabbanans that come from that, where they both are involved. Okay? That's the only thing mentioned in Shavuos, because that has to do with the Av Malacha of Hotzah. In our Gemara, it adds also the Hachnosos, bringing from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. There's also two. The Ani can bring his basket from Rishus HaRabim and put it into Rishus HaYochid, or the usher can go put his hand out and pull the basket in from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Okay, both of those are hachnasos. Those are the tolda. Those are mentioned only in our Gemara, because our Gemara is speaking about the main topic of Shabbos and the two that are rabbinic, where both of them are involved in doing that. Okay, so now the Gemara says, avos ma'inidu. What are these avos that you're talking about? Right? Which are the avos? Yitzios. Yitzios trei avim. The hotzos from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim are only two. The chitema mehem lechiyuv umehem leftur, right? So the chora, what's it called? The hotzos are only, what's it called, two. There's only two hotzos. Only possible two ways that the Ani and the Usher, right, can be motzi from Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, right? And if you'll tell me, so there's no arba. Where's the shnayim shein arba? Right? There's only two. If you're talking about the avos malacha, right, then in Shavuos it should have said, yitzios hashav b'shnayim, if we're only talking about the avos. Because there's only two avos. It's either the Ani bringing from, what's it called, the Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim, or the Asher bringing from his Rishus HaYochid out to the Rishus HaRabim. Where are the other cake? Where's the arba? Where's the other two? And if you'll tell me, the chitema mehem lechiyu mehem leftur, the other two are the cases where the Ani and the Asher are partners in doing the malacha, either in bringing it in, either in bringing it out from the inside, or taking it out from the inside. The ani taking it out from the inside, or the usher bringing it out from the inside. Right? Those are the p'tur. V'hadumi demaris negayim tani. Can't say that, because over there in Shavuos it lists together all the things that are similar shvayim shein arba. And maros negayim, all four are asur min haTorah. The se'es, and the baharis, and the sapachas of each of them. So it can't be talking about rabbinic things, because then it wouldn't be similar to maros negayim. And it, all of them have to be similar. We're talking about things that are all asur min haTorah. So you can't say shnayim shein arba, two that are avos min haTorah, and two that are only rabbinically prohibited that are similar to these avos. Because the mission over there is not discussing rabbinically prohibited things. The proof is that the shtayim shein arba by maris negayim are all from the Torah. Mahasam kulu l'chiyuva, afacha nami kulu l'chiyuva. Just like by maris negayim, they all are chayiv min haTorah. Over here also, they're all chayiv min haTorah. So where's the shtayim shein arba? If you're only going on the avos, which means the hotzaos, there's only two that are min haTorah. Right? And so how do you have shtayim shein arba over there? They're explaining why it doesn't say bifnim, bachutz, because it only said to the avos, then you're stuck. Because if it's only the avos, then only list two altogether, not two that are four. Shirashi. Tar tehadin, da'ani u da'bal habayis. Uma shehein arba diktani hasim. Where's the shehein arba? There's only two hotzos that are possible min haTorah. Either you are standing in Rishus HaYochid, and you bring out from Rishus HaYochid to Sarabim, or you're standing in Rishus HaRabim and you pull the thing from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim. It's the only two possibilities of taking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Either you're standing inside or you're standing outside. Right? But where's the Shein Arba? Mehem l'chiyuv mehem l'ptur. If you'll say, no, some of them you're chayiv min haTorah, and some ways of taking out from Rishus HaYochid to HaRabim, you'll only be asur min haRabbanan because you did it together with somebody else. You shared the malacha with somebody else. Yitzios the ani udebalabayis the chiyuv. The yitzios shtaim shel ptur shetei akiro shel hotzah. Kigon poshet balabayis yado maleya lachutz. The notl oni mitocha. One case would be where the balabayis took the thing from the Rishus HaYochid and put it out into Rishus HaRabim but didn't put it down. And the ani came and took it from him and put it down. So each one did half. And the balabayis made a hotzah. And the ani finished it off. So that's a hotzah, but it's only chayim et rabbanan, right? But it's in along the same idea of the av, of the motzi rishus hayochid sharabim. That's one possibility. Or, harei p'tur shel balabayis, dekachoshev leitana de masnisa, ukigon poshen ha'ani yado reikonish lifnim, or another possibility. The ani put his hand in empty, right? And the balabayis picked up the thing in Rishus HaYochid, put it into the ani's hand, and the ani then put it down in Rishus HaRabim. Another kind of hotzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, but where they share it, right? The nasa balabayis atoch haripata p'tur sheni shel hotzah shu isru osu lechatkila digazrin shemi yasa hanoch al kiraso v'hainu shnai shehem dalet dikani yasa. Maybe that's what you want to say. The four, the other two, are the rabbinic ones of hotzah. Can't say that. Hadumi the Maris Negoim Tanila. Mahasam Kula Lachiyuva. Shabeza mehem shenitma ba v'nichnas lamikdash chayiv. Right over there by Maris Negoim, all four are from the Torah. And if you become a mitzora with any four of those maros and you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayiv in the Torah. None of them are rabbinic. Right? What would be rabbinic mitzora? Rabbinic mitzora would mean that the tumah is only the rabbanan, and if you went into the mikdash with that tumah, you're only chayim in the rabbanan. You wouldn't be chayim in haTorah. No, you're chayim in haTorah. All of them are tumas deoraisa. Ulahachi parak mimaris negayim. Why did it ask for maris? Why didn't it say by shvuas? Shvuas also, they're all deoraisa. Shtayim shein arba, right? The ilu shvuas, the yedios, and the same thing with yedios haTumah. Plugsi. Over there it's a machlokas taka, by shvuas, shtayim shein arba, and yediyas hatumah shtayim shein arba, the ikaman the omra b'shvuas, eno chayiv el al ha'asid lava. Right? One man the omra over there in the Gemara holds that you're only chayiv min haTorah on the ones that are la'asid lava. Right? The ones that are, where you made the shvua, I'm going to eat and you didn't, or I'm not going to eat and you did. But if you made the shvua on the past, I ate this and you really didn't. or I didn't eat this, and you really did, you're not chayiv on that at all. Okay? Uviyadiyas nami ikalaman diomra, eno chayiv ela helem tuma. And by yadiyas also, some hold that you're only chayiv if you forgot tuma, but you didn't, what's it called, forget the mikdash. Right? If you forgot the mikdash, then that's not called the helem that you're chayiv a korban olivi yori. Okay? But those, the what's it called, the one who holds that you're not chayiv at all. It's not even the rabbanon. So it's only, what's it called, shtayim shein arba over there is, according to one man the omer, the shtayim shein arba, according to the other one, there's no shtayim shein arba. But over here, all maras negoyim are chayiv min haTorah. So by Shabbos, it can't be in between. Either they're all min haTorah, or there's only two. Right? One or the other. Can't be, and to be comparable to the other ones, it can't be that two are from the Torah and two are rabbinic. That can't be. Because it's not consistent with Maris Nagoy. So now the Gemara says a different answer. So we're still stuck. Then why over there does it say Shtayim Shein Arba and not Bifnim in Bachutz? And here it says Bifnim in Bachutz, right? And you can't tell me because it only counts the Avos over there, because if that's the case, right, then where's the Arba? And you can't say over there it's talking about the rabbinic ones, because it doesn't talk about rabbinic ones over there, only Torah ones. Elo Amar Papa, Hocha de Iker Shabbos Hu, Tani Chiyu Veyu Pture. Over here, where the main topic is Shabbos, it goes into more detail. And it told me the things that you're Chayiv for, and the things you're Potter on. In other words, Potter of Alasa, things are the Rabbanim. Here it tells you the Torah ones and the rabbinic ones. Hasam the Lav Iker Shabbos Hu, Chiyu Vitani Pture Lo Tani. Over here, over there, where it's not the main subject, it's only brought down agavurcha, right, it's only brought down by the way, so there it tells me the things you're chayiv on from the Torah, but not the things that you are only chayiv in the Rabbanim. Now the Gemara says what? Chiyuve mainihu. What are the chiyuve, these things, the Torah prohibitions? Yitzios, right, meaning the hotzos. Now we're saying again, the taking out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbin. Yitzios tarte havin, right? There's only two. Well, he says, no, shtayim the hotzah, shtayim the hachnasa, right? Two of taking out, and two of bringing in from Rishus HaRabbin, Rishus HaYochid. I have a yitzios kani, but it says yitzios. Yitzios means taking out, the Gemara thinks now. It doesn't mean bringing in, right? And like we said, the avos are taking out, and the toldos are bringing in. So when it says yitzios, it means the taking out. There's only two of them that are chayim min haTorah. Ravashi, Tana Hachnasa Nami Hotzah Korile. Hachnasa, bringing in from Rishus HaRabbin to Rishus HaYochid, is also called Yitzios. That's also called Hotzah. Carrying, right? Hotzah is a generic term for carrying. There's no difference if you, in other words, bringing in and bringing out is very, very relative. Bringing in from where? Right, so you could say I'm bringing out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbin, but if the thing originated in Rishus HaRabbin, I'm bringing it out from the Rishus HaRabbin into the Rishus HaYochid. So the word hotzah doesn't necessarily mean taking out from Rishus HaYochid. It means taking out from the domain where it is. So that's also called yitzios, right? Mimai, and I'll prove it to you. How do I know that? Midishnan, because the Mishnah says, Hamotzi Mirshus Lishus Chayiv. A person who carries, who takes out from one domain to another is Chayiv. Milo Askinan, and there, it's for sure, from one Rishus to another is Lav Dafka from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbin. It even is from Rishus HaRabbin to Rishus HaYochid. That's Motzi Mirshus Lishus. Taking out from one domain to another. And that's not necessarily from Dafka from Rishus HaRabbin, but from any domain to the other domain. And it's called Milo Askina Dekoma Ayel Rishus HaRabbin Rishus HaYochid. It's also talking where you took from Rishus HaRabbin to Rishus HaYochid. Vikokori Le Hotzah, and that's called Hotzah, Hamotzi. So you see that Hotzah doesn't mean to take out from Rishus HaYochid. Hotzah means to carry from any domain to another domain. That's called taking out. Right? So it doesn't mean only taking out from Rishus HaRabbin. It could be taking out from Rishus HaRabbin. Wherever the thing originated, bringing it to the other Rishus is called taking it out. It doesn't mean outside from the private to the public. It means taking it out of that domain into another domain. That's the time of my. Why talk is it called Hotzah? I just explained it to you. Now the Gemara's explained it. call akiras chepes mimkomo tana hotzah karila. Any removing of an object from the domain that it's in is called removing. It doesn't mean removing from Rishus HaYachid. In other words, inside, outside. Taking outside. It means taking it out of its domain. Not outside, but out of. That's the difference. Amar Ravina, Masnisa Namiteka. I'll bring you proof from our Mishnah too. That it's talking even about Hachnasa and it calls it Hotzah. Why? Diktani Yitzios. Says Yitzios HaShabbos. And which is the first one that it explains? The Komefarish Hachnasa La'alter. The first one that it says, right? Ketzad. Right? What's the first case in the Mishnah? Ketzad Ha'ani Omi Bachut Shabalabayis Bithnim. Poshin Ha'ani Yisyodo Lifnim. V'nasla Tov Yodo Shabalabayis. The Ani takes his basket from Rishus HaRabim, puts it into the Rishus HaYachin, and puts it down in the hands of the Asher. So what is that? That's bringing in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachin. And still it calls it Yitzias HaShabbos. The taking out of Shabbos. Meaning, that's not talking taking from outside to inside, it's talking of taking out of one Rishus to another Rishus, and that's also, that Hachnos is also called Yitzios. Shema Minoah. So, it's good proof. Rava Omar, different. Rishuyos Ktani. Rishuyos Shabbos Shnayim. That when it said Yitzios, it didn't mean taking out. It didn't mean bringing outside. Yitzios means Rishuyos. Yitzios Shabbos means there are different domains. There are two domains of Shabbos, Rishus HaYachid HaRabim. Shehein Arba, that it's possible to be over four different kinds of prohibitions, some in HaTorah and some the Rabbanan, concerning those two Rishuyos. But the word Yitzios doesn't mean carryings, but it means domains. There are two major domains of Shabbos, and they are, what's it called, you can transgress four different prohibitions concerning those two domains. Let's see, Rashi's quickly. Okay. Chiyuve mai niyo yitzios, kilomar yitzios ktani demash mahotzah. Now we think that hotzah means carrying out from Rishus HaYachin outside to Rishus HaRabim. But hat metame, hai michiyuve ktani, al karchuk yitzios lechudayu. The tartehu, the havin. Right? But if you're talking about taking outside, there's only two of them that are chayim min HaTorah. So where do you get shnayim shneim arba? No, bringing in from Rishus HaRabim. It was also called taking out. Minisnana Moshe Mishus Lishus, Kachoshiv Minyan Avos Malachos, Berak Klagodl. Klagodl, one of the Avos Malachos is Motsi Mishus Lishus. Milo Askina Dohal Korka Hachnos Anami Chayiv, Ketani Masnisen, Ho'oni Chayiv, Ketani HaMotsi. Right, over there when it says Motsi Mishus Lishus, it obviously means Motsi from Rishus HaYachin Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYachin. It calls it Motsi. Masnisa the Hakanami Deka, the Hachnosa Nomi Korahutzah, Diktani Yitzios, Torah, the Mishnah says Yitzios, the Alkarkak Lomotsi the Mafarish Lot Yitzios Lakudayu Kaomar. You can't possibly say that it only means taking outside from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Umay Shehein Arba Chiyuve Upture, the Mafarish Hachnosa Bereisha. The first case that it says is a case of Hachnosa, bringing from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. And still it says Yitzios. Must be that Yitzios doesn't mean taking outside, but taking out of. The Tani case of Poshet on Yisyod Lefnim, Dainu Achnosa, Uktani Lo Beferusha, the Yitzios Alma, Achnosa Nomi Kor Lehotso. Rava Omar, the Kashilok Lishna, the Yitzios, Bein Hocha, Bein Hasam, Rishuyos Tani. No, Yitzios doesn't mean carryings. It means domains. Tani Rishuyos Shtayim, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. Then there are two domains for Shabbos, Torah domains. Rishus HaYachid HaRabim. Shehein Arba Bithnim, that in concerning those domains, you can be over four different Isurim inside and four different Isurim if you're standing outside. Kolomar, Ba'al Yedehem Yesh Lecha Arba Isurim Bithnim, Ukeneg the Machut. Umehem Lechiyu, Mehem Lethur. Some of them you're Chayim Min HaTorah, some of them you're only Osram of the Rabbanim. And in Shavuos, it only speaks about the ones that are in HaTorah. Here, it speaks about the ones that are the Rabbanan also. So that's the idea of Rishuyos. Okay? And the Shtayim is going on the Rishuyos. Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. Okay. Why? How do you know Rishuyos? Tosfos says, what's it, Lashon Yitzios on Rishuyos? She brings a Pasuk. V'hayu Totzosav is going on the the different locations of the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And it calls it Totsosav. So you see the word Yitzios can mean a location, a place. So the Rava says, that's what our Mishnah means, Yitzios HaShabbos, the boundaries, the domains regarding carrying on Shabbos are two. And then it describes that there are four different possible Isurim that you're over concerning those two boundaries.